Somebody said ra, ra, ra.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, beautiful people. My name is V. George Smith, and I'd like to welcome you to the I'd like to welcome you to a brand new edition of the Hello, Beautiful People podcast. Thank you so much for rocking with us for another week. We are here, and we are happy to be here. I got some wonderful people with me. We won't be before you long. I got Camille. I got Corey. I got Greg. What's going on, peoples? How art thou?
Going on. I'm not good. My heat is down good? Bad. My heat is down bad.
Listen.
Bad. Bad, bad. Like, why did we show up to the game bad? But outside of that, I'm good. Hello, beautiful people.
Listen, man. There could only be one champion. So you can't even sweat that stuff.
Yeah, I just, you know, it would be worthwhile if there were two competitors in one game, though. You know, that's what makes it a game.
Oh my gosh.
Right now, it looks like one team out there on a shootout.
Man, she ain't lying. I mean, by the time you listen to this, this game will be over soon. Yeah, I will know. Amen.
It's over already. Right. It's over already.
Okay.
Just
saying.
Over. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate it. Hi, guys. How are everybody doing?
Corey Reed. What's going on, man?
I was debating quoting some lyrics, but I remembered that I'm not across the street. But I did want to ask you if you guys have seen these videos of these, I want to call them high schoolers, asking the teachers like lyrics from songs from today.
No, I haven't seen that.
Like, it's a TikTok trend. Like, they'll go around and they'll be like, "Hey, where did Jeezy hide the rest of the yam?"
Yes, I saw one of them.
Yeah, George, I think we need to do one for like your son and everybody else, so we should ask the younger folk. Who paged Biggie at 5:46? Like, we should ask questions like that. How many bricks did Jay-Z lose? Like, we need to ask them those type of questions.
Got
if they
you.
Want to act like we don't know Jeezy or anybody lyrics. So they'll do Future, they'll do Drake, I've seen, like, finish the lyrics. We should ask questions like that. And we should film it and see what their response is. Because I doubt.
Right.
Like, how many crack commandments were there? Like, we should do stuff like that.
That would be fun.
We should mix up the genres, though. Because, like, we should find out from them what was Mr. Biggs about to catch.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Stuff like that. Yeah.
What time did Usher pull up in the drop top?
Nah, they Absolutely. Know that. They know that though, because that became a TikTok trend.
Listen. You never know.
I think they know the drop top one by now, because that one became a whole trend.
How long did Tevin Campbell want to talk?
That's a good question.
The other one.
That's a good question.
The other one.
That would actually be a really good trend.
How many chances did Ricky Dillon want?
See, that's good. We need to do it. We can make it a trend, George. Start asking.
That'll be fun.
The youngins on the good old social medias.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that. I think that, yeah, we should do that.
Oh, man.
I have no confidence in my children in this situation. I don't have access to my to my daughter's Apple Music, but my son's see what he's added to the library recently. I love this segment of the show. We don't do this that often, but when we do do it, I really
Our name,
appreciate it.
my favorite segment, Tampa Trey.
This is what Trey has added to the Apple Music. One Mirror, the song is called Kill Confirmed, featuring Young Liv. Okay. Yeah, we have YSN Key, How It Go, featuring YSN Youth and YSN Days. Okay. And they're all holding money over their faces. And they're all dressed like Trey.
Of course they are.
They're all
So
dressed
Trey
like
don't like
Trey
them
with
unless they got a Rico.
Nike Tech. Nike Tech'd out. Ski mask. There's D Glock. And Glock is spelled with two K's. And the name of the song is called Belt Boys. Song just came out on April 8th.
Please,
So,
please text Trey and ask him who texts Biggie at 5:46 and see what and post his response. Please.
I don't know.
He
Have
had
you
the
been seeing
carnival
some
with
of
his he's at the carnival with his girl and their friends. I don't know if I'll get the response back and actually the amount of
Have y'all
time.
been seeing the responses from Trey's generation about when did Cash Money take over?
I
Yeah,
think the only
those have been hilarious and
these
disappointing.
kids are, yeah, we're failing as the generation prior, we're failing.
It
I saw
really,
Ty as Dink, and Dink got it right,
he
but
was
then
close.
Jody as what's Jody little boy name again?
Little Jody, little Jody, just
I
little
love
Jody.
Jody. Is it Chris? Oh man, I'm slacking in my uncle duty. But he had no idea. No clue. No clue. Greg, what's Jody's son name? I don't want to mess it up.
Don't know. It
Christian.
It's Christian,
He said
right?
he said little Jody. I heard him say little Jody.
Little Jody asked little Jody. And Jody was just awesome. Mom, leave me alone.
I think the funniest
evening,
response.
everyone. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Don't start it, Greg.
No problem, man. Y'all know I had a little ruckus out here, but
Greg is in the middle of ministering to some people. So we're thankful for him
To Kutakinte
taking out
and
time.
LJ.
Hey man, healthy drunk.
Lot of ministry had to happen there. Yep.
James White has joined us, Brother James. How are you,
Good
my
evening,
friend?
beloveds. Good evening. Good evening.
Good
Good
evening,
evening.
Bishop.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Listen,
Bishop,
folks. Wh
I just saw this paraplegic with dirty shoes, and I was
oh,
trying to figure out.
oh, oh, gosh. Oh.
Trying to figure out why that was the thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get it? You get it because they're paraplegic because they probably stepped on a bomb.
Wow.
Don't fight it, Camille. Don't.
had to go on mute. Oh, y'all are awful. Oh gosh, y'all are awful.
We'll fight it.
Ooh. Oh.
I will say that Camille was talking some smack to James on his birthday video. And
I did
yeah,
not.
by
It
the
was it was
scene,
it
you
was real
did.
tame, but it was so
But
tame.
James, so she came on talking about her heat. So
No, it's not much to talk about right now, is it?
No.
You know what?
And getting cooked.
I don't even feel any kind of way because my team and y'all's team in the same boat.
Okay.
Okay.
That's,
All
I did not
right.
come here for this.
Okay. So,
Listen, wait it.
okay.
Wait it.
All right. All right. We're
Listen,
good then.
can you
because I what on,
talk to Greg? Do we want to
George,
just move on to the what was the
no,
agenda
because I
for this
mean,
episode? Okay.
because we can talk if
This
you
is
want to,
good. This is
Camille.
good. This is good.
We can talk
Greg
if
is
you want
also
to.
confusing, man.
You see how Greg is? How you egg it on and then go on mute? No,
Greg, I
I'm
will have you know that I really appreciated Camille's comment on my birthday video. I actually enjoyed it.
with a straight face.
That's my heart right there. I love that. My two love languages are sarcasm and tacos. So forget all that words of affirmation and gifts, physical touch. Bring me tacos. Because all those other five love languages are in tacos. Okay? Words of affirmation, I feel affirmed when I eat tacos. Gifts, give me a taco.
It.
Acts of service, serve me.
Serve me a taco.
See
Greg.
how that flows? Physical touch, when the tacos hit my mouth.
Oh. No, he all
No
right.
pause.
No, he all right. He in the spirit on the Lord's day. Huh?
Oh, quality time. I love spending time
Eating
eating
tacos.
tacos.
Okay. All right.
There we go. But I love the sarcasm and only you, because pastors have to keep a straight face through a lot of stuff, and so I got that. So I thank you very much. When is your birthday again?
I believe it was a week before your wife's. I'm in the clear
Okay.
for
So see that
another year.
once again, that was another pastoral move to try to build some kind of mercy by mentioning my wife. I'm just letting you know that that don't mean nothing to me. Be very clear.
I'm glad you picked up on that.
I know all the tricks.
All
I didn't just get here.
right.
Okay. Yeah, that didn't
And
work, Camille. So,
for your lovely wife, like, no, I'm talking to you.
I'm talking to
It was
speculation.
I've been working on my relationship with both of the lady whites so that,
And
if
that'll
I
mean
ever
nothing to me. Okay, because your relationship
needed.
is, I just want you to know, it's not a family plan. Okay. Yeah, that relationship is separate. All right.
Okay. All right.
Right.
I'm
You get here
gonna.
some of the things. So you will get smoked if you okay. Just
No,
be
I'm gonna keep walking the straight and narrow.
God be praised. Amen.
Okay. We're good.
All right. Just
It's funny. Too funny. Hey y'all, make sure y'all check out the Whatever Face podcast. I was blessed to be across the street the other day
they
with
cuss over
Corey
there. Yeah.
and our good friend Patrick Schaefer from the Black Run It Back Pod podcast. We had a time. We had a time. So make sure you check that out. And Jason Tatum just killed.
Oh,
So,
shush.
oh my God.
What's
Okay.
on the what are we doing this
Yeah.
episode?
I gotta
What's
find this.
oh no.
Hold on.
What's the
I gotta find
agenda?
this.
Jason
What's on the
Tatum just
agenda?
murdered Caleb Martin.
Just
Oh my God. And
so
he barked on him afterwards.
weren't we supposed to be
Yeah,
talking about
yeah.
some boots? Weren't we supposed to talk
Yeah.
about some boots?
Oh my gosh.
What was
I need an officer. Officer, I've seen it. It was
what was the
lights get on, lights get murder.
no, nobody wanna keep it going? Okay.
That boy said, high
Oh
yellow
shoot.
homicide. I like it.
Man. Listen, I just seen it. I wasn't even meant for me to do that. I'm sorry.
Oh, glory.
Man.
I mean, you're not, but okay, it's cool.
At the end of the day, we gotta remember that Greg is the cause for all of this.
Mm.
I can get down with that. I can.
Lest we forget.
Okay.
Get so many.
Huh?
Praise the Lord. Brother Reed is here. What's going on, Brother Reed?
Brother Reed is in the building. CVS
International Ministries. How do you do? How do you do, sir? That's my guy right there. You know, no, Brother man. Corey, if I didn't know you, you would be the man I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day got to end. So I get
don't it.
Don't it, though?
The word.
I may just slip those in while I'm here. I got some obvious wisdoms that I'd like to share with y'all.
Obvious wisdoms.
Hey, George, remember Captain Obvious?
Yeah, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. OWs is wild, though. Obvious wisdoms. OWs with James White.
Come on. Come on. I'm slip those in.
Oh my gosh.
If you don't take your car to park, you don't go nowhere.
Hold on. You're running a bit.
That he didn't actually have Greg.
Greg won't let you have nothing. Oh my God. I don't want to play in his band. I can't get no solos.
Oh my God.
Wait, we missed you across the street this past week.
I'm sorry, man. I had literally a very serious meeting going on at the same time, which is why I need all these jokes tonight. God be praised.
Man, I tried to end the show 45 minutes and couldn't because Patrick and George had a hot sheet that they wanted to address.
Oh my.
Before closing.
Oh my.
And it was a time. I'll just say that. It was a time.
I'm so glad my fair skinned brother joined y'all on the podcast.
Yeah, he
has a disturbed mind. It should be supervised even at his big age. But we appreciate God for him.
Patrick, you're welcome back here whenever you want to come back.
Mm.
We know you still listen. We know you.
Patrick still running from the grind.
No. Come on.
You're running from the grind. You have facial issues, brother. Don't run from them. Face it.
Oh, my God.
That boss, I'll create another podcast. I'm out.
I'm gonna bring back a podcast before I had Love Again. How about that?
About just man, okay. One thing about Patrick, he be potting.
That joke is good though. Shout out to Brandon. I forgot the young lady's name. She's very nice. Yeah, Black Running Back Podcast. Available everywhere. Podcasts are available.
Hey George, before you move on, I have the game on mute, right? And then I turn the volume off and it's down the same.
Oh.
Mm.
I just looked up at the TV. Why does Derek White have 33.2?
Derek Thanks, White looks Greg. Like he looks like a thumb.
Thanks, Greg.
I rally taking that bubble cocaine right now. Like the hell with it. You know, Pat Riley downstairs is yelling everything. Tell LeBron his mama can't say what she wants. Like he's not here.
Pat Riley, the only man in America. They could do a bump and still eat tortellinis.
Patty Mills, you ain't hit a shot in 3 minutes. You made six threes on us. Like, Patty Mills is like, that was years ago.
Yeah. All right. So what were we talking about today?
No, we're talking about this.
No. All right, keep going. All right. Okay.
Sorry. There we go.
Y'all not talking about the fact we're on a run?
No, 13-point game now.
Yeah, but I believe I run on. See what the end's going to be.
The end's going to be we're going to lose regardless. Got it.
Well,
all right.
Well. You should have what you say, woman of faith. You should have what you say. Oh my God. Death and life is the power of the tongue.
My God.
You declared a decree. My God.
That's a word right there.
Yeah. Well, you'll always have 2013. That was the last time y'all won something.
Okay.
What are
y'all
playing again tomorrow?
Once again,
Joe. Come on now,
take it easy.
Greg did this.
Greg has no team. Greg doesn't watch sports
Greg
like that.
Greg not only does not have a team, Greg does not even know how basketball works.
All right, James. All right, you take it too far now, James.
You know that you put the ball in the net, and that's the point.
Right? All right.
That boy asked me. Right. He asked me, did LeBron hit a 3-point conversion?
That was good.
That boy asked me, he was like, hey, George, when Shaq got an and one, did he get cheese with it? I was like, Greg, that's a...
No. You're conflating two different things, though, Gregory.
I was like, you can't get cheese for the and
one. Guys, I'm not that bad. A 3-point conversion in basketball is kind of crazy.
God bless you, Gregory.
However, when the tide rolling, that's all I'm going to say.
All right, listen. I just healed from college football season. All right, so it's been a rough sports year, as Camille lined in my birthday video. She reminded me how bad it had been, and it got worse after that. So,
so sorry.
Because it was just January at that point. Oh my God.
Y'all be real nah. The ladies be really mean when it comes to sports stuff. Like, we don't make fun of y'all when y'all bills is due, but then Fenty come out with a buy one, get one half off, saying like you can't take advantage of it.
Jesus.
So I'm more of a sports girl than a shopping girl. So that
okay, I'm just saying.
That has come my way.
In that case, we don't make fun of y'all when finally in the basement. All right, never mind.
No, don't do it. Let's just no.
Stop talking to James early this week.
He bombed himself. That's awesome.
I was talking to, James early this week, and he presented a fantastic idea. And because I'm getting old, stuff gets spotty with the combination of being so old and all of the seeded marijuana that I smoked in college, my memory's a little shot. So I'm going to ask James to reiterate the wonderful idea that he proposed for tonight's show. And we are going to go and do that and have a good time.
Okay. Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
You know, there's a lot of things not good in sports.
That's not good.
You know.
Hopefully it's just aggravation.
He's just gonna walk it off. It's just
he light skin. He'll be all right.
He light skin. He
really is.
I'm light skin boy's heel.
I mean, that was just a quick little.
Ooh.
That was a slight.
Yes, it's like it didn't happen to you.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Gore. Gore, are you there?
Sir, I was trying to answer you.
Okay. I think it should be a requirement that if you're going to be a stud, you should be able to move appliances and furniture.
I mean, you got to do something. Hold your weight. You got to do something. At least put the couch on your back and let me take the other bags in. Help me out.
You can move a stove.
I can't have you help me move.
Are y'all saying there are people who can't? There are women.
How you gonna dress like me and get tats like me? And you can't fix a carburetor. I'm just saying this should be.
That's where I tap out. I don't know nothing about cars.
All right, so this is the idea that I had that I expressed to George. And it's a musical mental thing. I propose this to all of you here. And don't think too long about it. Here's a scenario. If you were in a padded room and the only way out of that padded room is that you had to sing along to 5 albums consecutively with no skips, what 5 albums would those be?
No hip hop, right? Just like R&B.
Oh, sure. I mean, but you gotta have at least 90% retention of all of these songs.
Oh, that's easy. I'm sorry, Bishop, but Carl Thomas Emotional.
I can't stand you.
I'm just saying, if I have to have 90%.
Black, African American.
Real black right there.
Chris Brown at X.
All right.
Michael Jackson, Dangerous.
Oh.
112.
No problem. That's the debut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody knows that this is coming, Reasonable Doubt, I could sing that. I don't have to rap there. I can sing that. There's some hooks on Reasonable Doubt. I can say some hooks.
Like, just keep a lookout for Corey and on the Brooklyn Street one day singing, I'm feeling it. Like, just singing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Nice. Come here, what you got?
If I had to replace the J album, if people think that that's not fair, if I had to replace the J album, I would say, George, you're going to like this, but Full Moon.
Well done, sir. Well done, sir. Greg?
Camille?
Oh, no, Camille isn't really, I'm sorry. I was watching the replay of this call.
George.
No, I'm listening. However, I think by now y'all know I wouldn't really have many answers because I grew up real sanctified. I didn't listen to a lot of secular albums. I don't know.
No, it's any. It don't have to be secular. It's anything.
You can mention Grace Trillers.
I never listened to a Grace Trillers album.
We're gonna get off the Trillers, yeah.
No, come back to me.
Y'all trying to send Talisa into a laughing fit wherever she is. Listen to this right now.
Go to Greg. Come back to me.
Okay,
Ahead,
great.
George.
All right. Israel Lubri live in South Africa.
Yes, gotcha. Sir.
That's
yes,
that's
sir.
A good one.
Man, I'm gonna give all.
What about live in Tulum? Never mind. There
you
go.
No, you know what?
Oh.
You know what? That Alive in Mexico was a great bit back in the day.
Turned the world, the whole world upside down. Yeah.
That man was live in Mexico. You hear me?
Yeah, that one turned the world upside down. That one.
Didn't it?
World ain't stopped talking about that one for a minute.
Boy, had Cheetah speaking in English.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, Greg.
The answer before we got on crack. What's the voodoo? Yes, what voodoo? Making this
you know voodoo?
Yeah.
You know the words of voodoo?
I know some of them.
Man.
Because Greg clearly didn't hear the 90% part where you had to have 90% of the album. some of them don't equate to 90%.
It's not for retention's sake. It's just that, like, that's where Diego got to his stumbling, his mumbling spirit. He
but that's
was
why,
like, listen, words don't matter, sir.
That's why it works, George.
Hey, man.
Because he ain't got another word.
You ain't
smart,
got no
Greg.
Words. If you know the smart. Tone.
That boy's smart.
That's one more game.
That boy's smart.
Still less.
That's my move. There's a loophole, Greg gonna find it. Here? You gonna find a loophole.
I'm sorry, which win condition album did you say again?
Oh, Definition of a Band.
Yes, sir.
Okay, man.
Same, Thomas.
Is R. Kelly dying? Is R. Kelly permissible?
Yes.
This is the times that I miss Renata the most.
12 play.
Well, if we let y'all say Michael Jackson, then
I love how Greg can stand Chris Brown, but
right.
He got an R. Kelly album.
Right.
Because
Chris Brown did.
One who is sitting up in prison, proven guilty, but okay.
And that man said 12 play.
Yeah, that's one I know.
And man said, yeah, you'll come to my room of fun.
Yeah, that's it.
What?
I got a
Look at chat.
I just Greg just trying to take me out.
can we count Greg? Was that five? Did he get five?
No,
yeah, I gave four.
He gave five.
Did he? I don't think he hit five.
He said Israel.
That's it. Yeah.
He said Voodoo by D'Angelo. Definition of a Band. What was the one after that? Did you go straight to Kales from there?
Yeah.
That's it. 12 play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot. You're right. So you don't know words, then you can't count. Got it. Just making sure.
Oh, no.
Hey, Corey. Okay. Hey, Corey.
Yes, Jim.
There's only two types of people in the world. Those who can count and those who can't.
Bars. That's bars.
All right, let's do one. What else?
This they is could have done a winner.
Gregory Porter.
All right, Pages of Life, Fred.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we are.
I'm safe.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Schoolhouse Rock.
That's amazing. Is it my turn? Do I go now? Or George, yes, are you going?
Oh, before we go any further, happy birthday to Kaisa Blackstone. You part of the crew now. One show, you win. So you are officially part of the podcast crew, and you'll be back soon, but we just wanted to wish you happy birthday, my friend.
Oh, does the James White birthday rule apply here?
No. No.
Okay.
What rule? What rule? I don't know.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
it. Wait a minute. My name was on that. What rule is this?
The rule that was just for the group chat.
Oh, no. Shane and that. No. 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 Praise this, God.
Amen.
Mm-mm. So my list, I too had voodoo on my list. Yeah, I can't. I listen to at least one song from that album every month, actually. So, and I won't stop until I actually know every word he's saying. I'm going to say Victory by Ty Tribbett.
Nice.
Game changer.
What did you say we were sucking, Dave? Ty was our youth pastor.
Yeah, he was. Ty Tribbett was our youth pastor for 3 years.
He was our youth pastor.
Come on.
He was, though. Ty had us, man.
He was everybody's youth pastor. You know.
He was at the church. Right? Out there in Houston.
So my third album would be it's not as well known of an album, but I recommend it to everyone. More of You by Sonny Hawkins. It came out in 2004. And she passed away last year.
Sir.
But it's a brilliant piece of art. Like, seriously, a brilliant. The songwriting on it is ridiculous. And the music, even though it was done in 2004, still holds up to this day. So, More of You by Sonny Hawkins.
I'll be out your way.
All right, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Come in. I'm not sure what's going on here, but
he's now departing. It's been a whole thing all night.
Okay.
His it's ministry moment is over. That's all.
Disrespectful to the bishop, but I expect such behavior. My fourth album would be Songs in the Key of Life.
Oh, man. That's the only one that I had so far. Yeah, a good one.
Yeah, I would. If we have a greatest album of all time argument, I would put that as my first choice.
Okay.
And then fifth would be Gumbo Unplugged, PJ.
No skid.
Yeah.
No skips on that.
I like that. I like that group.
Okay.
Okay, I think mine might change a bit.
Okay.
But I'm gonna start with 112, the debut album. Then I'm gonna go with D'Angelo's debut album, which was Brown Sugar, I believe. Back when he still used all his words and his vowels.
Boy, you offered that chick $40.
Huh?
Before you.
Oh my god. Then of course Brandy, Rihanna, Norwood. Full moon. Absolutely.
Full moon. Just repeat my list?
No, I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna do something different next. That's three, right? That was three?
Yeah.
Brandy. Mm-hmm. Okay. I could really say the first four music albums, but I'll just say Music, Soul Child, Soul Star. I just feel like that album is crazy. And then
Derek White looks like an unfinished drawing.
Oh my god. And then for my fifth album, John P. Key, Not Guilty, double album. You know, the whole thing from the wedding song to the disco remixes. And I don't know if Lil Rufus was born then, but even if he wasn't, that Not Guilty album, that double album, I played that heck out of that junk.
I used to play it right here about three times a day.
Man. That joint, the beginning to that joint,
yes sir,
had us in a choke, had every band member. Let me see if I can get this to the beginning of that joint.
Dang. Yeah, right here was smacking.
I miss going to a prom to play right here at a workshop.
And didn't feel no way about it either.
I'm good.
I was learning how to play.
Nah, bro, you can't tell me nothing about that, Doug, yo.
I want to hear CJ do the intro to that.
Ooh.
I want to hear CJ do, I want to hear CJ redo that. Because he redid Clap Your Hands, and it hasn't sounded the same. And what's the other one?
God of Mercy.
What's the other one? There you go.
Rain on Us?
Right. There you go. There you go. I want to hear CJ do that over.
This man. When I tell you he was in his bag.
We're gonna go back and do it one more time. Everybody, God of Mercy.
Yeah. was the first 40 seconds of the song, yo.
Man, you hear how clean that mix was? They hit a the what is it called, James? Was that a strum on a guitar when it was when they did the breakdown? Was that a strum or was that just a pick?
It depends on spot you're talking about, but yeah, man, Tony Russell was banging on that joint. That's Calvin Rogers on the draws too. He went he flew full Chicago on that.
The draw. Homie Calvin Rogers. What's going on, Cal? Cal was on the first iteration of the 150 Sports Talk podcast.
That's what's up.
Ah, shoot.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, shout out to Kevin Randolph, man. We don't talk about him enough on the keys.
Yes, sir. But,
yeah.
Kevin, I think I do it was, have... was it Matt Kelly too?
I don't know. I can't remember. But I know the Chicago boys handled most of that on that album. They smacked. And people are talking a lot of noise about John for doing that. And John's like, forget it. I got it. And it worked. Yeah. I do have a funny story about 12 Play, though.
Please.
My high school year, senior year, one of the most elaborate roasts I have ever seen in my life. A dude by the name of Kerry Langham. He was a brilliant roaster to the, you know, he was far ahead. Like, he wasn't just doing your mama soul, you know, like this. Like, he would set his jokes up like days in advance. And there was this football player on our team named Tayari. Tayari was about the size of a sectional. Just let that work for a minute. Yeah, just feel So Tayari decided that he was going to roast Kerry because Kerry had a very huge head. Skull. Oh. Pause. His cranium was large. So we're at lunch, right? And lunch, you know, is the best place for roasting to go down. So he cracked his joke on Kerry. Kerry proceeded to laugh. Said, you got me. You know what? We should celebrate you. And he stood on the table. He said, ladies and gentlemen, we have an R&B sensation in our midst. Y'all give it up for R. Belly.
Nah, man.
And he pointed at Tayari and said, R. Belly has a new album out. And this new album is sweeping the nation. It's called 12 Plates. And then he sang the song 12 Play. And I know he didn't do this off the top of his head. He planned this in case Tayari ever said something to him. And this was his shining moment. And he went through every one of the plays and turned it into plates.
Oh.
The boy said, one, we'll go to my kitchen for fun. Two, I'll bake you a honey bun. Three. by the end, we were all singing, the whole cafeteria was singing 12 plates. And Tayari had to get up. And Tayari had to get up and leave. I don't think he ate again the rest of that year.
It's kind of like dodgeball. Like, when your opponent catches the ball that you threw at them, you're in trouble.
Look.
The fact that he said, you're right, thank you, pleasantly, that was a warning.
He waited. I know he had that moment planned.
That was a warning.
Because he never went in smiled? On it, man. Oh.
You roll someone and they smile, you need to exit the room.
12 plates.
It was, he sung all 12, y'all. Like, it was.
And y'all jumped in, like, elaborate. Background vocals, aren't right?
Yeah, I know. Oh, people who didn't even know him. They're like little freshman girls who were standing in the line singing 12 plates. It was. It was great.
Give him a little.
It was great. It was art. I went from laughing at the first three to marveling at the fact that he did, like, this was amazing.
And not only did he work on it in advance, he worked on it and practiced it.
He'd been working on this for a while because this was 95, so the album been out a year already anyway. So he had worked on this for a minute.
The fact that I knew we were in trouble. The actual plates means that
that's how good it was. Your life.
Man, let me tell you something.
That was a Kairos moment, huh?
The two moments I would know, that and in our economics class, we had the most aloof economics teacher, Miss Stewart. Shout out to Miss Stewart. She knew nothing about Black culture. This is the whitest person of all time. And we all got A's in our class. She had us make our own product, and we had to sell the product to the class. And one of my friends got, he took the label off of a peanut butter joint, and his presentation was D's Nuts Peanut Butter. George, his slogan was, so buy D's Nuts Peanut Butter, because whenever you feel sad and blue, you'll feel a whole lot better with D's Nuts in your mouth. We were dying.
Teacher had no clue.
He got 100.
Okay.
Never forget it. That had nothing to do with music, but
oh, that's just a memory
for him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
I just love that she's clueless, completely clueless. Like, well, you guys are so encouraging with all the laughter.
Listen, she was like, she didn't get it. What is so funny? This is really good. We were rolling. Love that.
Man, that's good.
All right. I have my five, I think.
Cool.
All right.
Okay. So, first one is actually the current, I still listen to CDs, so it's the current CD that I'm listening to. Samara Joy, Linger a While.
Yeah.
It's kind of
what
sad.
Do you listen to these CDs on? What is a CD? No, let me stop.
Listen, I'm a sentimental person that way. If you come into my place, I've got a teal colored Walkman and some blank cassette tapes on my bookcase.
So you don't want us to come to your place. All right. That's what I'm
saying. It's just there. Sentimental value. I actually only bought the Walkman last year because something should be preserved. Anyways, so that's the first one. Second one, I said this in my play this week. I'm a huge Destiny's Child fan, so the Survivor album, I know that in and out. Third,
you know all Michelle parts.
I know all. Michelle wasn't really singing on Survivor album because
after all of the darkness and sadness.
Anyways,
Camera hot boy.
Third one was Toni Braxton, her debut album.
Yes.
One of the greatest debut albums of all time.
Ever, man.
You name me another debut album that had that many smashes on it.
Oof. Like, she had. I really go back and forth thinking about that. The only one I fight with myself over, Faith and Hers. But Hers had more hits.
Yeah,
Tony had seven releases off that.
Yeah,
joint.
I was gonna say the whole album were all singles.
Babyface was not playing.
Diddy wasn't Anyway, there's so much good music.
That's good music, man. I'm sorry, Camille. I just love that album.
It's really like James is right. Like I'm like, no, it can't just be this. But then you just keep on going back to it and like, no, it's this. Mm-hmm. That Toni Braxton debut, man.
My fourth one is Bob Marley's Exodus album.
Come on.
And then my fifth, James already had that on his list, but it's the Songs in the Key of Life.
Okay.
That was actually one of the first bootleg CDs I ever bought, actually.
There you go. There you go.
Still have them.
If you ain't never bootleg before, you ain't trying.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I got to hear this. Just don't got that $14.99. So, what I'm going to do.
Come on.
And why your Maxwell CD say Maxell? Shut up and press play.
That's play.
I had a whole period where it's like I just felt guilty buying actual secular albums because of how I grew up at first. So in bootleg, I've got Full Moon. I've got
So you purchased the real gospel albums and you bootlegged the secular
stuff. Yeah. I did. And then when I finally started actually buying real secular albums, that it was all old stuff. So like Joseph E. Baker, Fats Domino, like all that kind of stuff. I've got a bunch of those.
Fats Domino.
And then
Camille said, hey, I wouldn't listen to it if it was bootleg. I spent my money on
that's
this.
It. Because them old singers back then, they wasn't singing. It felt
different buying the older stuff, the old jazz, blues, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then all my bootleg stuff is R&B. I've got bootleg funk mixtapes. That's how I got introduced to like KRS-One and all that kind of stuff. But yeah,
that's you know Fats Domino.
You know Fats Domino was living right.
Let me tell you something. Fats Domino, stay all time. What you talking about?
Hey.
Don't go to his basement. Stuff.
Man.
I just listen to the music.
Fats Domino's wearing those speakeasies out.
And if you look at like my CD cases back then, it was really, I had two separate CD cases. So the really huge, I think it's like 150 CDs on that one. That's all gospel. But then I have a small one that stayed in my car. And that's where everything non-gospel hangs.
And so was that the visor in the car?
No.
And a CD jacket? Okay.
Right. It's a solid big old case. Okay. Not as big as my gospel one, but solid. I actually still hold on to it, even though I don't really ever play anything from it. And it's a very random thing. So you will find dancehall, reggae. You'll find Bugle Boy music from the 40s. Just all kinds of random.
Oh, you with it. She ain't giving the devil her money. Nope. So.
Because again, them dudes were saved. They did not inhale any cocaine.
Whatever,
on purpose.
Man. I don't need to know what Fats Domino's doing in his personal life. I just want to hear, ain't that a shame? That's all I want to do.
And singing it on top of my voice too, what?
Anyway. They had a whole harem going on. You didn't even know about it.
Thank God for growth.
Fats Domino's running a joint called Holes of Hamburgers. You didn't even know about it.
Did not. Now I'm about to go learn more about his personal life. Thanks.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Yes. I just, in my world, Fats Domino has the list, huh? Fat. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Facts. Yes. We got a show tonight. I'll stop playing.
You got Fats Domino sound like James Cleveland, and I don't like it.
Greg, you still listen to James Cleveland?
Boy, hey. I mean, if we're going to do this, let's go across the board.
Yo! Oh, man. But I took my R. Kelly selection out, but it would be the R. Kelly, the self-titled, the blue album. Like, You Remind Me of My G.
Trade of my life. What?
Greg? You don't know. Man, when I tell you I was in Virginia going to no church, and that daggone song played, I was like, wait a minute. He's
talking
about
Jesus.
Man,
there's hope for this man. You know, there's hope for him. There's hope.
Yo, I'm gonna go back to that album though. I remember growing up in Mobile, Alabama. That was the first time I ever heard a DJ play a song three times in a row when Down Low came out. Because you had never heard a song like that. You know what I mean? Like, it was.
Am I tripping? I like the original better than the remix.
Nah, you tripping. Hey.
No, I'm gonna tell you why I like the. I'm gonna tell you why I like the original on the remix, because of the video.
Yes, James. Yes.
Video is what made that song. When Mr. Big beat that man up.
When Michael Clark Duncan came busting through that.
He said, look at me. Look at me. I did this to you.
And James,
I forgot about the video.
Nigga, let me tell y'all something. You couldn't tell me them chords that Kels was playing when he was in the hospital.
Yes.
Was some of the best piano chords. I was downstairs in my church practicing them chords.
George, I played them during services.
Nigga. Hold up. Come on now.
No.
But it's
on
the video, though. It's not.
I'm not gonna play the song, Camille. I'm not gonna play the song.
Hey George, this is your show.
Last
week was out of hand.
No. This is that Love Fellowship. This is Hello Beautiful People.
I only played two songs last week.
Love Fellowship. It is wild. Greg is wild.
I just
Greg said it's hot down here.
What'd you think?
Man, it's hot down here. Hey, Ron.
Yo.
Guess we all here now, huh?
Just waiting on Bill.
Oh, my God.
Man,
I refuse.
They know. I mean, your blood was all in my truck. They know.
Oh, man, Greg, you got to stop, bro. It's hot down here. Oh. Listen, hold on. I'm going to get y'all right. When we tell you these little chords are going to go scream, and we're going to hear these chords. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lift your hands.
Listen, he's here.
Yeah.
Be who I weary, come home.
God.
Oh God.
It's all my fault.
That was smooth as heck, though.
I just want to make one correction.
What's that?
He probably said you were young. Come home.
Come on, man.
Wow.
That was good.
No.
He's in the hospital talking about I love you. I think you just met her. That's Miss Ming.
Somebody asks, why didn't R. Kelly get COVID-19?
It was too old.
He didn't. Come on, man.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
What's R. Kelly's favorite chord?
Minor.
A minor.
A minor.
That's a good one. Now, I don't know if he's that well. Is A minor the same as B flat?
No.
Okay. A and B cannot be the... Okay. All right, we're not going to do this.
Aren't they beside each other on the keyboard?
They're beside each other. Now, unless you're using...
Oh.
See, I'm not going to do this to James. I'm sorry, okay. Because then we have to explain inharmonics to her.
Yeah.
Exegete the text.
No. It's not the kind of show.
Okay. Oh, wait.
Man, I'm not going to tell y'all what's going
on. That goes on big shot.
Yeah.
I got another OW for you.
Okay.
You're going to love this one. When all else fails, something went wrong. Thought I was gonna get a ball for that. I guess it wasn't.
Oh my god, I was too busy laughing. I'm sorry. With all those feels, somewhere wrong.
Amen.
That's good stuff.
One more bomb.
What you got?
I don't know. I just.
Oh, I thought you had something bomb worthy. We just don't randomly just set off bombs. Now you gotta.
Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We need a word.
Okay.
Oh, we need a. Did you say word?
Yes, sir.
Camille, I have a word for you. In all thy getting, don't come up empty handed. Do you receive that?
I receive.
No.
Do you receive?
I receive.
You better say yes. You can have one of them long solicit all the calls. Hugging people 3 hours.
Ain't no punching either.
This nigga chasing after you. So sick of y'all with this daggone chasing after you song.
I just think if you're gonna do prayer, then the music should accompany the moment.
Right.
When the evangelist tried to end the altar call, somebody came chasing her down for another hug.
That's because they couldn't hear the first time.
It worked in their context.
No. You can't be doing drum fills and riffs why are they trying to get a prayer through? They can't hear.
Man. Didn't the pastor walk out and then come back in? The evangelist left that long.
Ty, it ain't me this time, Ty.
I told her, when I grow up, I want to be like her, because I have one good prayer in me for altar call, and then I'm through. The Lord has not yet.
Here's the difference between her and you is that, you know, you have to prepare on a Sunday by Sunday basis for the saints. Like, she built up for that. Mm-hmm. Like, she had, you know, so I'm going to give you all I got because I ain't doing this again until June. Mm-hmm. She had that energy. You got to pace yourself. You can't be doing that every week.
No.
You know, that's why the drums that bother her. Because, like, okay, it's just Friday.
Person.
Whatever. But every week, I guarantee if she had to do that next Sunday, she'd have a word for the drama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I speak to the minister of music, please, with the board?
Mm-hmm. You know what gets me are the people who would have tried to, like, make that moment more spiritual than it needed to be. I need you to cut the drums, because what you don't know
get
is
me
every time you click on the bass during this kind of a moment, you're just disrupting what the spirit is doing. And then they,
Here she is trying to bring she's trying to intercede for a whole family. This dude doing the drum fills on Rain on Us. Then hold. Thank you.
God, we need you to dodge the to bless this family. Lord God, we that's the actual bass player from the again. They did the actual fill during the altar call, yo. It was crazy.
She got to repeat herself in prayer like 9 times.
Man.
Okay.
By the third person, she probably started saying the prayer she did for the first one. She forgot who she was praying for.
Man. They probably
just said, help, Lord, at that point.
Somebody went up there twice.
Just say, help, Lord.
Oh gosh.
The moral of the story is run tracks.
Mm-hmm. Listen. Can I just listen to this one song? I have no reason to want to listen to this song, but it's just been years since I've listened to it. I haven't heard this song in years.
The simple song of life simply changed. You should live the word that you gave your life for every man, little boy and girl.
This nigga really my hero, yo. Like, I can't.
I fall on my knees and say, Lord, don't take my simple song.
That's hilarious, though. What you said, bro?
This nigga really my hero.
This nigga really my hero, bro. Like, I can't even, bro, like, overstress it. Like,
I just got stuck on him falling on his knees. Huh?
Oh.
This nigga really my hero, bro. Like,
I love how you just said that about Pastor John P. Keith.
Man, and that's the most appropriate person I can make that phrase about.
Like, if you know him,
if you know him, you
that's great.
That would have been such a term of endearment for him.
You should play the clip right there.
Absolutely, we're gonna clip that for him. Like,
no, I'm talking about the girl.
What happened?
The girl clip.
Nigga.
We got to spell it out for you, George. Good Lord. We're in a bit. Oh, well. Okay.
Okay. No. That's all right.
Oh, it's been fun.
I love her. Yeah. I love her. I love that little girl. Ladies and gentlemen.
This has been another episode of the Hello Beautiful People.
Right. Go ahead, Camille. I'm just gonna start to realize Camille's got the handle better addiction. Here on out, because I can't.
Not by the grace of God.
Yeah.
No, but thank you for joining us for another episode of the Hello Beautiful People podcast.
Joining us, who?
Shout out tonight to James White, Corey Reed, Greg Johnson, our host, V. George Smith. Happy birthday again, Kreisha. We'll catch y'all next week.
Think of my hero, man. I know what Rhema meant. I was like, I need a Rhema word.
Tell
me, no. What? Hold on, wait. Before we sign off, was Jody at Martha Menezes' live recording?
George, I was looking for me to see her in one of those pictures.
Let me get out of here, Fifth.
And I did not see her. But had it been Lou. All right.
Nigga.
Oh my gosh. Make sure y'all vote for Renata for the Supermom contest. She has made it to the next round. RDC skincare, oatmeal cream pies with Chuck. Outside the Box podcast. That's Frederick.
We should have closed it a long time ago.
No, this is shout my people out. That's all. And, you know, big up Sangella Boutique.
Did you get your answer, George?
Huh?
Did you get your answer if Jody was at the recorder?
No, I know she was. I was just trying to be messy. Come on, Greg.
Oh. Okay.
Brody's podcast. DJ Brown and my fam. Okay. All right. I'm done now.
Did she go to church on Easter?
Good night, everybody. Jesus.
You think she gave her back? Was that before or after she had to?
No. End the recording. Good night.
My dad's birthday was just a couple days ago, and she ain't been up here since. Like,
no. She.
All right, we gonna go. All right, now we gonna
watch between me and
Jordan. Call your father.
Maybe.